Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, and we are in these exciting dafim of Aseres Hadibros and Kriya Shema. Again, this Masechta Shirim are sponsored by the Elman family, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Leilu Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipo, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin. Okay, we are on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, towards the bottom, and we are discussing Chazal asks, why are these two parshias chosen to read every day? Yes, the third parsha, as the Sefer Charedim explained, has the parsha of Tzitzis, which has Yitzias Mitzrayim in it, and that's related to the mitzvah of Zechiros Yitzias Mitzrayim. But what about the other two parshios? So the Gemara says, well, Rav Machlokas, Rav Levi, and Rav Simon. Rav Simon says, because it says, Shchiv en Kima, B'shach Becha Uvukumecha. So that sounds like that you're supposed to read it, B'shach Becha Uvukumecha, when you go to sleep or when you wake up. But Rav Levi says, a deeper idea. You know why we say these every day? Because embedded in these parshios are the Aseres Hadibros, which are defining for who we are as Jews, and therefore, well, not too defining, as hopefully we'll see a little bit later, but they're defining, and therefore we mention them. It is interesting that according to this girsa that we have, someone pointed out after the shir yesterday, that the remuzim for Aseres Hadibros are included in the third parshas, not just the first two. Right, the third parsha, right, we just had the last one that we just read. It's Shabbos, is a remez in Laman Tizkeru. Laman Tizkeru is Shabbos. So even though the question of the Gemara was, why these two, but the remazim are really included in three. Maybe alluding to us, the sheet of the Rambam that we've mentioned already once or twice in these shiurim, that the third parsha really, once you have Kriya Shema, the first two parshios, the third parsha integrates into the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And that's the answer to the question of the Rambam that we mentioned, why the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as its own independent mitzvah. The Rambam has the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah on the night of Pesach, but Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is clearly a mitzvah, Chazal mention it throughout the Masechta and Maseches Pesachim also, so the Rambam doesn't count it. Right, so where's the Rambam's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So some say, the Arsameach says, oh, maybe it's a mitzvah derabanan. And there are certain times that Hashem leaves out certain mitzvos for the Rabbanan to figure it out to be hafakas ratzon habore. That's the language of the Ar Sameach. Not mishum siyag, not mishum a new event that occurred like Hanukkah and Purim, but just, you know, I want to, you know, appreciate that you would create this as a mitzvah. So obviously, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is that. Why does Hashem choose some and not the others? That's beyond our capabilities. But that's what this category is. That's a derabanan. Others say that the ikar is belave, but the Reb Chaim pointed out, and this is from others as well, the Reb Chaim says, no, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? Remember, we had the four-way machlokas we shown him. We mentioned on Daf Aleph, right? First pasuk, first parsha, first two parshios, or even three. The Rambam seems to say all three parshios are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The third parsha, what do you mean? That's a separate thing. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Like the Gemara asks here, Bishlama. Right, Bishlama, it says that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What about the other two? So that's the Rambam's answer. No, once there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, part of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is to include in that, to remember Hashem took us out of Egypt. That's part of being Makabal Malchus Shemayim. Maybe one of the Ma'amari Chazal that tipped off the Rambam is our Gemara. Because our Gemara asks, why do you have these two parshios? Because it's an allusion to Aseres Hadibros. And then the answer includes the third parsha. Includes Ramazim from the third parsha, so maybe that's part of the Rambam Shita. Okay, so we continue now. We're on the second line on Yud Gimel Man Aleph. We're up to Dibur number 5. Kabed Asavicha Vesimecha. Let's just finish the pasuk. L'ma'an Yarichun Yamecha. Right, the Pnei Moshe adds that in because that's what connects to the following line. L'ma'an Yirbu Yamecha V'mevenechem. Right, Arichas Yamim, that when we think about, when we see Arichas Yamim at the end of Vahayim Shemoa, so that's an allusion to Kabedes Vicha Vesimecha. Lo Sirtzach, Vavadetem Mehera. Do not kill, you shall be destroyed. Man Dekatel Miskatel. Right, somebody who kills will be killed. Right, it sounds like that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right, the Hillel sees the Golgolas, the skull on the river, and says, right, whoever drowned you will be drowned, but you were drowned because you drowned. And it's all about mida keneged mida. Lo sinaf, lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Lo sinaf, adultery, do not follow your hearts and your eyes. That's alluding to these types of aveiros. I'm Rabbi Levi, liba ve'ena train sursure dachata. Rabbi Levi says, the heart and the eyes are the messengers of sin. They're those that lead to sin. Dechziv, tana b'ni libchali. The pasuk says, Hashem says, give me your hearts, ve'inecha derachai tatzorna, and your eyes, my ways, they should guard. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yahavis li libcha ve'inach, if you give me your hearts and your eyes, ana yada de'atli, I know you're mine. Right, just give me your hearts and your eyes. And of course, the Los Asurach Levavchem Achreinechem is, you know, an allusion to Los Sinaf in this pasuk. And we know this is the one of the six Mitzvos Midios, right? The Sefer HaChinuch writes, and the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Aruch Chaim, it's only on Aruch Chaim, right, quotes the six Mitzvos Midios. Right, we have belief in Hashem and Avodah Zarah and Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Los Asurach Levavchem Achreinechem. And that's a defining mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this as well in his count in Shin Pei Zayin 387. Shalola surah achar machshavas halev u'riyas einayim. We can't follow our hearts and our eyes. So how do we not violate? What is exactly that avera? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Inyan lav zeh shenimnanu. Shalo niyachin machshavoseinu lachshov bideos sheim hefech hadas shator bnuya alav. To focus on thoughts that are not in line with what the Torah believes, right? To follow our hearts and our minds, to focus on whether it's heresy, right? Sometimes there are questions. That's not this violation, but to focus and even accept. And k'mochin shelo yirdof adam achar mara einav. Just because I see something and I follow my taiva. And then shorish mitzvah is a nigle ki baze yishmar adam echato l'Hashem kol yamav. Right? This is the basis for so many other mitzvahs. It starts in the mind and it starts in the heart. And therefore, if you focus on this one, so then you'll be able to conquer in other areas. And then he says, but overall, if you focus in your koveya, in your heart, these thoughts, so then that's a violation of this avera. Okay, interesting. Why does the heart come before the eyes? Don't the eyes see first? Achrei levavchem achrei nechem. The eyes come before the heart. So says the Rav Saratskin in Laznayim LaTorah on that pasuk in Shlach. We're part of life, so we see things. But the second that we see something doesn't mean it becomes part of us. We could see something and hopefully just reject it and just ignore it. And then the only problem is if we see it and then we let it come into our heart. So if you look closely, the Chazal say, Ayin ro'eh v'lev chomed. Right? It doesn't say Einayim ro'eh. It's Ayin ro'eh. You see with one eye. It's only a one eye look. Right? It's a one eye look, then it does. Then the lev chomed. If it then gets to the heart, and then I make it part of who I am, then it becomes Einayim. Then it becomes both. V'rakim alev chom, he says, v'yishlam ha-sha'adam, sh'aroa mitchila es-aveira, rak ba'ayin echad, v'zeh sh'diag rashi v'kosef ha'ayin ro'eh, aval v'shenemar v'achrei e'nechem, v'az kalma ola siras ha-machshavim in alev. It's only one eye, then it's easy to like go in and out. Goes in one eye and out the other. V'rakim alev chomeid, v'koveil asos ha-zavar ha-zeh, az ha-adam, sh'nilkad ba'atzas ha-yetze ro'a riyashnia, v'shtei enav. And then we get to it. That's why it's dafka, the heart is first, because first the eye, then the heart, then the eyes. Right? That's why we always have to be careful when the note, whenever Chazal says something, they're very meduya. I think some achronim point out also on Maris Ayin. Why is it called Maris Ayin and not Maris Einayim? Because if you were look with two eyes, you'll see the truth. It's only because we're only looking in a cursory way, so it's Maris Ayin. We don't have to see everything. We're only looking with a one eye look. It's Maris Ayin, not Maris Einayim. Okay, so we have number 5 is Kabbalah Savicha, is Lan Yirbu. Number 6, Lo Sirtzach, is La Bavata Mehera. And number 7, Lo Sinaf, is Lo Sasuru. Amr, and we did Rabbi Levi. Lo Signov, V'yasavta Deganecha, V'lo Degono Shal Chavercha. Do not steal. And the Pashup Shad is stealing, even though Chazal says it's talking about kidnapping. But let's just say it means stealing. V'yasavta Deganecha, gather your own grain. V'lo Degono Shal Chavercha, not your friend's grain. Lo Sana Berecha, Eit Shaker. Do not testify falsely. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am Hashem, your God, and what's the midah of Hashem? V'ksiv Hashem Elokim Emes. Right, we add on that extra phrase. Right, so Emes. Emes is Hashem's midah, and that's keneged. Do not bear false witness. Mahu Emes. And what does? Well, even just before we see what, let's just finish read it. Mahu Emes. Amar Rabbi Avun Shehu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. Emes means eternal. Emes means someone who can always, you know, be ma'amet his words. If you look in the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel, in his classic Sfarim, Gilyoni Ashas, so at the end of Brachas, he has Yerushalmi and Brachas. He didn't just write a commentary on Bavli. That's beneath him, not beneath Chas V'Shalom, but he writes on everything. So he has Yerushalmi Brachas. On the Yerushalmi, on this line, he says, what does it mean, Hashem Elokim Emes? He's the only one that could really promise to be ma'ames his words. He says, Ra'isi ha'pirish, de melech basar v'adam, ein biyado la'ames dvarav, shepa'amim shemavtiach la'asos davar, u'metayim u'meis, v'yein biyado la'ames, u'lekayim dvarav. Somebody could promise something, but then they're going to die. They're not in control to be ma'ames the words. U'mashe'en kin ha'kadosh baruch hu, l'fishu elokim chayim u'melech olam, haynu shehu nitzchi l'chein hu emes. Because he is forever, that's why he is true. And he can be true. He's the only one that can be true, right? His existence is the only one that is true. As the Rambam describes in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah, he quotes this pasuk. Quotes this pasuk. Says the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Yesod HaTorah, as we know, right, Yesod the Amud HaChachamos, that there is Matzi Rishon, V'hu Mamsi Kol Nimsa. Hashem is responsible for all of creation, and if for one moment we can imagine that Hashem does not exist, then nothing will exist. It could be that nothing else would exist, but he would exist. He is not totally on them, meaning us. Right? We need him, he doesn't need us. Ein amitaso ka amitas echad mehem. His MS is not like our MS, as we were just saying, as Rabbi Yosef Engel just said. Hu shanavi omer, v'Hashem Elokim MS. Right? This is what the Rambam says, Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet, in Yisodi HaTorah. Hu levadoha MS ve'ein la'acher MS ka amitaso. Right? He is the only one that is MS, and no one else. V'hu shatorah omeres ein od milvado. Klomar ein sham matsui ms milvado kimoso. Right, there is nobody ms like him. We can read the rest of this parak, and that could be the rest of the shir. But we're going to stop here. But just remember that gemara I alluded to yesterday or 2 days ago, maybe in Shabbos Kuftalid, where the letters of the aleph bays are analyzed. And remember the Chazal say the word ms symbolizes stability, because Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, and Tav is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. So it's spread out and it's strong. And not only that, every letter in the word has 2 feet, stands on 2 feet. Aleph has 2 legs, and Mem has 2 legs, and Tav has 2 legs. So it's stable. Sheker, the Gemara contrasts it to. First of all, they're all next to each other, Shin Kuf Resh, those letters, and also they all have pointy bottoms, so they're all wobbly. Right, the kuf in the Torah has a point, and kuf, or shin, and kuf and resh are going to topple over. Right, so even the letters are not stable. But again, that's all about MS. Hashem is MS, and that's the losana bereacha. We continue. Amar Rebbe Levi. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im he'adeta lachaverecha eta sheker. If you testify about your friend's false witness, false testimony, malani alecha. I will take it as if you testified that I did not create the world. Right? Because after all, right, we just said the illusion of MS here is that relating to Eid Sheker. So if you're made Sheker, so you're violating MS, which means that I am in charge of the world. Right? That's what the Mara Fulda says here on the side. Lafisha Reinush Amar Akasim Elokim MS Negelosane Shmamina Dahachi Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Im He'adta V'chulu. Right? This must be what Hashem is alluding to another meaning of that. Finally, number 10, lo sachmod beis reyecha, uchasav tamal mezuzos beisecha. Right, do not desire your friend's house, put a mezuzah on your own house. Beisecha velo beis chavercha. Unbelievable, Chazal, to learn Yerushalmi just to do this daf, to learn how Aseres Hadibros are alluded to in Shema Dayenu. If you look in the Ber Hetev in Simin Samach Aleph quotes the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes it, that maybe if you can, you know, try to have this in mind when you say Shema in the morning. Right? He says, try to have this in mind. Right? The Ber Hetev quotes, Tosfos Sofer Kam Yerushalmi quotes, Tzorach Adam Lachavin Bahem Bamiras Kriyashma Im Avar Alachas Mehem. Right? You have to think about this. I tried it this morning, and it's hard because you got to think about the Pashup Shot. You're thinking about the Pashup, it's like you have to figure out how the Pashup Shot can connect to the deeper Shot. Right, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Yichud Hashem. They kind of connect to each other. Uchasav tamal mezuzah. You're thinking about mezuzah, or you're thinking about losachmod. Right, you think it's It's difficult, but either way, maybe once in a while we could think about these kavanas. If you look in the Abu Draham says also, the Abu Draham, one of our classic commentaries on Chumash, on Siddur, so the Abu Draham is on page Pei Dalet in the regular edition. So he says, yeah, he also has the Aseres HaDibur, it's also all alluded to in Shema, but he has it all alluded to in the first Parsha. All in the first Parsha. He quotes this from the Riva, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. All in the first Parsha, right? Some of them are similar, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Shema Yisrael, Lo Yilcha Lehem Achirim is Hashem Echad, Lo Sisa is V'yahafta, so those are all the same. Shamaris Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, V'hayu Adrama Eilat Sharanochi Mitzavcha Hayom, the day of Shabbos. Sharanochi Mitzavcha Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom. Number five, Kabbat Esvicha V'simecha, V'shinantam Levanecha. Vishinantan Levanacha. Shatil Madeo mitzvah Torah Lachabed Avaim Vatita Zos Belibo Minurav. Six. Lo Sirtzach Uvalechtecha Vaderech Ki Rov Haritzichas Bidrachim. Right? When you're going on the way, be careful about murder. Lo Sinaf Kineged Bishachbacha. Right? When you go to bed. Right? Shu Shmaratzbacha Bishachbacha Shotecha Babia Asura. Lo Signov Ukshartim Losa Yadecha. Keep your hands to yourself. Says the Abu Draham. Shlo Tignov, right? Lo Sana Berecha Eit Shaker, Beinei Necha. Keep your eyes to yourself and don't start looking at things and making up things that your eyes saw that they didn't see. And finally, Lo Sachmod is Chsat Amos Beisecha Vishrecha. That's the same, your house. Anyways, he has all 10 of them in the first parsha of Kriyashma. Okay, so there's a lot of symbolism and parallelism in all of these, in all these dibros. Remember, even the dibros themselves, right, this chazal, this gemara doesn't say that, but the Rishonim quote, the Meiri quotes in Nakdama Tashas, I think Rashi quotes this somewhere on Shira Shira maybe, also, that the first five dibros are parallel to the second five dibros. That's within the dibros, right, 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, maybe we'll go through that at the end if we have some time. But let's continue. Says the gemara, Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah there, whereas there, the Mishnah, Meseches Tamid, right, the first half of the Mishnah, the Sefer Charinim quotes it, right, this is, the Meseches Tamid is all about the order of the Avodah that was done every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. So after the Kohanim, who were Zoch in the Tamid, they stopped in the middle of the Avodah. After they brought the limbs and they're walking up the ramp of the Mizbeach, they put the limbs down and they leave them salting. They ran back to the Lishkas HaGazis to say Kriya Shema. So it was very early. They got to squeeze everything in, Kriya Shema and Avodah. So they run back. So what happens when they run back to the Lishkas HaGazis where they slept the night before, not the near where they slept the night before, there in the Beis HaMokad, Amalem HaMamuna, Baruch HaBracha Achas, the Mamuna says, the appointed one says, say one bracha. The Hein Berachu, and they did. Ma Berachu, what bracha did they say? Rav Masna Omer Mishem Shmuel, Zu Birchas Torah. What does Birchas Torah here mean? Ava Rabba. The second bracha of Kriya Shema that we say every morning, which is a form of Birchas HaTorah. If you read it, right, Lilmod Alam Yisrav Lassos, they say the Chazon Ish said any Hatzlacha that he had in his life in learning is due to the Kavana that he had when he said Ava Rabba. Says that Ava Rabba, that's such a powerful bracha. You read it slowly. It's like we shouldn't be able to get through it. We should cry every time. We have unbelievable. So that's the bracha. That's Birchas Torah. So that's what they said in the morning. Meaning they skipped the first bracha of Kriya Shema. The Kara Aseres HaDvarim. Then they said Aseres HaDibros. Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer. Then they said Shema. And it was early, so that's why they didn't say the rest, as we'll see. Reb Zrikon, V'Rebbe Ami, B'Shem Reish Lakish, Zoso Merish, Yena Brachas Ma'akvos. What do you see from this event, that every morning they only said the second bracha? It must be the brachos are not ma'akev. They're not ma'akev the mitzvah of Kriyashma, or they're not ma'akev each other. Here, right, it says that they're not ma'akev at least each other. But if you look in the Mara Folda, and if you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, look at the Mara Folda first, Klamar, She'enan Ma'akvos Klau. Afil lo bira kolikar. It must be, it's not ma'akev kolikar, meaning the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You're yotzei even without the brachas. Why? From the fact that you could have such a big hefsik, they're going to say the rest of the psukim later, and they're mafsik with Aseres HaDibros here. Right? And then you want to say they didn't say anything else until they said the other brachas Kriya Shema? Okay, but they still had a hefsik of Aseres HaDibros. So if you could have that hefsik, it must be that even if you left it all out, you would still be yotzei the bracha, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's how the Achronim understand this line. Amar Ebi Ba, Ein Menada. I don't think that's a good diuk. Just because you think Aseres HaDibros is a hefsik, and therefore It must be that even if you don't say it at all, less shvami no klum. No, you don't have this. You don't learn anything from this. Shaseres hadibros heinin gufa shel shma, as we just said. Aseres hadibros isn't a hefsik. That's part of the same themes that kriya shma is about. So that's not called a hefsik. Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Traveyon Amrin. They both said, Bidinu shiakoran aseres hadibros b'chol yom. Really, we also should say aseres hadibros every day, as part of, or connected to kriya shma. We should say it every day. Mipnei ma'in koron osan, mipnei, what's the gears of the Yerushalmi? Tinas haminim, the complaining of the minim. Shelo yu omrim ilu levadam nitnu lo lemoshe misinai. Because we don't want to focus so much on aseres hadibros, because then there could be apikarsin that will say, oh, that's the only focus that you have to have. Right? What did Moses get on Har Sinai? Aseres hadibros. That's all I'm going to focus on. Right? Many shuls have the aseres hadibros somewhere above the Aron, on the Aron. So giving it too much focus could be dangerous, because people could think that, oh, that only that one has to focus on, the aseres hadibros. So that's why Chazal did away with saying it every single day. If you look in Brachas in the Bavli, right, this is called Tar'omes Haminim. Tar'omes Haminim. Right? Again, the complaining. What's Tar'omes Haminim? So Rashi there says, Rashi in Brachas Yud Beis, Shelo yomru la'ame ha'aretz ein shar Torah emes. Shelo yomru le'ame ha'aretz. They shouldn't. Who's the they? Shelo yomru la'ame ha'aretz ein shar Torah emes. V'teidu shein karen el ma'ashar amar kadosh baruch hu. V'shamu b'piv b'sinai. Who are minim? Minim. What does Rashi quote here? Akum. Akum, non-Jews. Really. So this is one of the, if you look in some of the old versions of the Gemara that were redone, right, this is a censored word. It didn't say Akon, there's a Gemara. It said Talmida Yeshu or something like that. Because anyway, the Goyim are going to think, what does the Goyim have to do with it? They didn't get the 613 mitzvahs at Har Sinai. What does Har Sinai have to do with them? So other Jews are going to try to focus on Aseres Hadibros. That's the Rashi there. And again, obviously, remember, this is a big sugya of Taromas Haminim, right? The Rambam has a tshuva where he talks about you're not supposed to stand for the Aseres Hadibros because of Taromas Haminim. If you stand and show more kavod for the Aseres Hadibros, so then that's going to mislead people. So based on this, not only to say it out every day, not to say it, but not to stand. Any other achronim explain the minhag of Klal Yisrael to stand for the Aseres Hadibros, whether it's because, you know, the Rav Arsha Weiss writes, aren't too many Karoim or other Jews like that, Bizman Azed, that are really going to focus on only the Aseres Hadibros. Rav Salvechik has a lumdus b'shem his grandfather, Rav Chaim. Well, if you lay in the Aseres Hadibros in Tam Elyon, not Tam Tachton, which is the minhag of in Chutzlaris, I think they generally always do that. And here in Eretz Yisrael, many do Tam Elyon only on Shavuos and Tam Tachton by Yisro and by Eschanan. But either way, Tam Elyon is a reflection of a recreation of Maimon Har Sinai, right? And not just Kriyas HaTorah. So if that's true, then maybe that explains why one stands for that. But Rav Moshe says, we stand for other things too. We stand for the Chazaks, and we stand for Az Yashir, and we stand for Parsha Zachar, right? So that the fact that we stand for other things too already could show that this isn't something unique. But either way, all of that comes from this this Chazal in the Yerushalmi and the parallel in the Bavli. We continue. Reshua bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida, b'dinah yishir koren parshas balaku bilam b'chol yom. Remember, this was also in the Bavli. Really, right, we're talking about what's kriya shma in the morning. So we have shma and we have vahaya. We explain why we have those. And we have parshas tzitzis, kozu zacharitim, eskol mitzvos, right, all the kriya tzitzis mitzrayim. Then we just said, maybe aseres hadibros we should say. No, we knock that out. But now Chazal say, parshas balak and bilam, we should say every day, b'chol yom. Why don't we say it? Because we don't want to be Mashriach Letzibur. Why? Because the Bavli adds in. What, we're only going to say the specific psukim, as we're going to see soon, that are the basis for the reason of saying it every day? You can't just say specific psukim. You got to say the whole parsha. Right? You have to say the whole psukim, the whole parsha, so it would be too much of a tircha. Rav Chuna Amar, why would we say this every day? Because Shchiva V'kima are mentioned in the parsha of Bilam, right? Karasha chav kari ukalavi mi kimenu. That sounds like b'shachbucha uvekumecha. Rabbi Yosi Barbuna Omer mevreisha kasa behen yitzia umalchus. It talks about yitzias Mitzrayim, kel mosim Mitzrayim umalchus. Right, the girsa of others, the girsa of who was it? The Rash Sir Leo malchus beis David, right? Darach kochav mi Yaakov. right, which Bar Rabbi Akiva put to Bar Kochva, right, but named him Bar Kochva, but Pashas is about Malchus Beis David. So it has these amazing psukim. So that's why you should have it there. Amar Abelazar, number three, because this story is alluded to in each section of Tanakh. So therefore, we see, reflects its special quality. It's in the Torah, and in the Neviim, the Pasuk in Micha, right, remember, Zachar Mayotz, Balak, Balak, Boav, I think that's the Haftorah for the Parsha. And we have it in Ksuvim as well, as the Mefarshim here on the side quote the Psukim in Nehemiah. Amar Lahem, Hama, so that's what the three different reasons. Look at the Chassam Sofer, I heard B'Shem the Chassam Sofer a thought, maybe this could be another reason. Chassam Sofer says, Parshas Balak proves Torah Min HaShemayim. Torah Min HaShemayim. Why? Because the whole story took place in the minds and the hearts of two non-Jews. How do we know that story? Right? Every other story in the Torah, we have a way to have known that. How do we know the whole story of Balak? And then Hashem appeared to Balak and to Bilam and said, don't go, and Bilam went anyway, and he felt that he didn't have enough covets. How do we know that whole story? That parsha proves Torah Min HaShemayim. Maybe that's another reason to put it every day. Okay. Amar lehem amamuna bracha bracha achas veim birchu. So again, the Muna said, make one bracha, and they said, Ava Rabba, ma birchu, mar rav masna b'shem Shmuel, zu birchas Torah. Valo birchu yotzer ma'oros. Why didn't they say the other bracha, the first bracha? Reb Shmuel, achuy, to Reb Brechia, Shmuel, the brother of Brechia, adayin lo yotzer ma'oros. V'tamer yotzer ma'oros. It didn't get light yet. Remember, we learned earlier, they said it very early. So we're not going to say Yotzer Ma'oros until they see the Ma'oros. Ubishabbos, Mosif and Bracha Achas, the Mishmar Yotzei. The Mishnah continues. On Shabbos, there was another Bracha that they said, because Shabbos was the day that the Mishmaros switched. The Kohanim had 24 Mishmaros. They worked each two weeks plus out of the year, besides the Chagim. So the Mishmar Yotzei, the Mishmar that was leaving, gave a Bracha to the Mishmar Nichnas. Ma'u Bracha, Amar Rebbe Chelbo, Zuhi Hashochein, Bebayis Hazeh, Yita Beinechem, Achva v'ahava shalom v'reyos. That is our girsa. They gave a bracha, right, that you should have ahava v'ahava. It's interesting that this is the bracha. It sounds like sheva brachas. But why is this here? Because sometimes when a whole group of Jews are involved, even in a religious activity, you know, we think it's okay for us to kind of bend the rules in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in order to accomplish Bein Adam L'Mako. So what do we have, right, when they're about to be involved in the avoda? They have a bracha of shalom. Now you have to remember, Ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyos, even when you're involved in religious activities, right? It's not a mitzvah v'avera type of idea. Remember the Kohen running up the ramp and he stabs his friend, right? The Gemara in Maseches Yuma, right? We have to make sure that we're balanced. Viter. Shmuel Amar, Hishkim L'shanos, Kodim Kriya Shma. Now we get the halacha l'maisa. Now we're out of the Beis HaMikdash for a moment, but we quote something about Ava Rabba. So if you wake up, if you're going to learn before you say Kriya Shema Tzarech Levarach, you have to say Berachas HaTorah before you learn in the morning. Liachar Kriya Shema Tzarech Levarach. But once you say Kriya Shema, let's say somebody forgot to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and they said they davened, but they said Ava Rabba. Says the Gemara, Ava Rabba counts as a Berachas HaTorah, and therefore if you davened and you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, then Ava Rabba counts with a limit. Amar Rabbi Ba Vushashana Alatar. As long as you learned right after davening, all the Rishonim in Brachas Yud Aleph, right? Feel free to look, talk about this line, because this line is not in Bavli. It's not in Bavli, right? If I didn't learn right after davening, then Ava Rabba did not count. It's only if I learn right after davening. Regular Berachas HaTorah doesn't say that you need that. Tosas discusses, right? Tosas discusses there in Brachas Yud Aleph. Who do we pass in like this, Yerushalmi? Right? Do we pass in like this? Right? Yerushalmi, Tosas quotes. You have to learn right away. We don't learn right away because we have to go to work. So what do we do? We don't paskin like this, Yerushalmi. They have to learn right away. Oh, machlokes ba'al Yerushalmi. The Bible doesn't say it, so we don't possibly have to learn right away. You don't have to learn right away. That's the first day of Tosfos. Brachos Yad Aleph. V'od, and then afilu l'fiya Yerushalmi, maybe only Ava Rabba. Because that's an only bidyevet type of Birchas HaTorah, so that's why you need the learning right afterwards to kind of stabilize it. But real Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to learn right away in order for it to be Birchas HaTorah. By the way, according to our minhag, you don't get run into problems anyway. Because we do, part of our davening is learning Yibarach Hashem Yishmerecha and Elu Dvarim, Right? So we have Torah and Mishnah and Gemara. Right? That's a Braisa, the second Ilul Dvarim. Right? So we have it learning, but it seems like that wasn't the minhag then. So 2 days in the Rishonim skin this way. Whether we paskin this way by regular Berachas HaTorah, either we reject it, or Yerushalmi only meant it by Ava Rava, not by real Berachas HaTorah. Now the Yerushalmi quotes a couple of opinions. Which part of Torah requires Berachas HaTorah? The Bavli has four different opinions. So here the Yerushalmi has some. Rav Chuna Amar Niran Advarim Medrish Tzorach Levarech. Halachos Ein Tzorach Levarech. Medrish needs Berachas HaTorah. Halachos, the Bavli calls that Talmud, needs Berachas HaTorah. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Bein Medrash, Bein Alachas, Zorach Lavarech, no, Medrash or Alachas need Berachas HaTorah. Amar Rav Chia Barashi, Nahigin Avinan V'yasvin Kumei Rav, we went early and learned with Rav, Bein Medrash, Bein Alachas, Zakikinan L'mivrachei. We needed to make a Berachas HaTorah before we learned anything, right? Why in the world would you say only certain parts of Torah would require Berachas HaTorah and not others? So that we'll have to wait for, B'ezras Hashem, next time we'll talk about that issue. Maybe just to end off with one fascinating thought from Rav Soloveitchik on that Tosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, the continuation of the Tosfos, if you remember, the Rishonim say, so why don't you have to say a new Berachas HaTorah every time you start learning? So let's say you learned in the morning, right after Berachas HaTorah. But what about Sukkah? Every time you walk into Sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. Every time you put on tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. So why? Why the, what about Berachas HaTorah? So that's where Tosfos has the line, Eino Miyaish Daito. Says Tosfos, the shiny Torah, Sheinam Yaish Daito, the Kol Shah the Mechuyav Lomo, the Chsiv Al Gizva Yom Valayla, Vahavi Kimo Yoshev Kol Ayom Below Hefsek. It's as if you're learning. What does it mean as if you're learning? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik, in an article called Impromptu Remarks at a Siyum on Maseches Chulin, right? Halavai, all of our prepared remarks should be as good as these impromptu remarks. And he has a 10-page article where he talks about, as you just said, two types of awarenesses, latent awareness and acute awareness, right? When a mother is home with her children, she has acute awareness of her children. When her children go to school, she has latent awareness. That's still in the back of her head, but it's still there. Two types of awarenesses. That's what he said when you make a siyum hadron alach, I am switching the mesechta from acute awareness to latent awareness, but it's all still an awareness. I'm going to come back. He says, that's Torah. Jew always has latent awareness. That's eino miyayish daito. Acute awareness, maybe not now, they're at work, but there's always awareness there, and that's what we don't need new, Birchas HaTorah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue as we continue here in the first perek of Maseches Brachos.